The next case is 98255 David and Trapp Road, Dupree C, which is Robert Tracy.
The corporation flows through individually to the partners and is taxed as such.
That's correct, Your Honor. And that becomes the issue in this case because the Board of Tax Appeals felt that that very statute caused the non-resident individual to be conducting trade or business with that corporation. We believe that Code Section, Internal Revenue Code Section 1366, when it says that the character of items reported by, generated by the corporation are to be reported by the shareholders, the character traits that the Internal Revenue Code is talking about are not Ohio traits, such as whether something is business income or non-business. Those are Ohio terms. Those terms, business income and non-business income, are not contained anywhere in the Internal Revenue Code. And in fact, Your Honor, I cited in the brief, what a few pronouncements there are at the federal level as to whether shareholders of corporations are ever considered to be conducting the underlying activities of their corporation. There's a revenue ruling 59-AS-221, which was issued by the Internal Revenue Service in 1959, right after that corporation was first authorized. And in that revenue ruling, the service said clearly that shareholders of that corporation are not deemed to be carrying on the activities of the corporation. There's only one other tax court reference to that because I think it's been so settled that corporations are distinct from their shareholders.
Do we accept your argument?
The fact is,
how is that income tax?
In Ohio?
Do we accept your argument?
Well, if you accept my argument, you also have to remember what Gary was talking about. He's talking about 89, 90, 91. Because Ohio can't change the statute. As this case would not be before you for years beginning in 1998 and thereafter. Okay. Or in the case of non-resident individuals, it would not be taxed at all.
Not in Florida?
Well, Florida does not have to pay income tax.
They would get all this stuff that's taxed to tax
rate. That's correct, Your Honor. But as residents in Florida, they pay much higher tax. sales tax, it takes place of income tax, it takes place in Florida. That's correct.
Council, the corporation itself is taxed.
No, what happened in 1985 is the previous to 1986, 1985 and earlier, some chapter of the corporation is subject to transfer tax. The calculation is based on net earnings, net income, which is higher. In 1985, the legislature changed that by exempting S corporations from the franchise tax. Previous 1986, S corporations are subject to franchise tax. The individual shareholders got a deduction on their Ohio income tax return, where the S income hasn't been their federal adjustment rate. So in 1986, the legislature sort of like reversed that. Instead, S corporations are no longer subject to franchise tax, but individual shareholders no longer get a deduction. Well, the legislative history indicates that our Ohio Legislative Services Bureau had no idea what the economic consequences of that would be. If you look at, bear with me while I find that.
Interpreted in a manner that totally eliminates another one. How is the partnership?
Concede that if this had been a partnership, and you use the language the partnership as an S corporation, and those are not concepts that mesh. I mean, you don't have a partnership that's an S corporation, you have a corporation that's an S corporation. But in any event, as a partnership, you concede that if this were a straight partnership, that the income earned in Ohio would be taxable in Ohio? And isn't that exactly the way, except for the corporate protection of individual liability, that that's exactly the way an S corporation is treated?
Well, Your Honor, the tax-free S corporations and partnerships are not treated identically to the tax firms. There are very, very important distinctions between the two. None relevant to this case, perhaps.
But the income is treated the same.
The income is treated the same.
We always treated it the same, and that's, you just flow it through to the individual, you call them partners, they're really individual stockholders, even though it's an S corporation.
I can't argue the logic of what the legislature allowed to happen when they did not allow the amendment 574712. Now, this issue has come up in other states, and a lot of those states have been discussed in the brief. And the facts and the law play out very similar to what I'm urging here, in the sense that those courts held that unless there was a specific entity to owner attribution rule for purposes of making the activities of the S corporation the activities of the shareholder, the non-residents were not taxed on income. I cite a case in Colorado, Meyer v. Charn, 1985-86 case, directly helps that in Colorado, every state statute is different. That's why these cases are not directly controlled to your decision.
If we followed what your argument is, would the income, it would still flow to them, but their domicile is in Florida. Would it be taxed as corporate income there?
Since Florida does not have income tax, it would not be taxable.
It wouldn't be taxable at all, would it?
But had they been residents of another state that has an income tax, they would be taxed in that state. Most likely, it's hypothetical. Ohio would tax.
They would be taxed individually.
Individually.
Because the S corporation, it would still flow through to them and attach to them wherever they're domiciled.
Because a lot of states do what Ohio does, which is they start with, as their definition of adjusted gross income, Ohio's adjusted gross income begins with federal adjusted gross income. And because Code Section 1356 does put this income in federal adjusted gross income, mm-hmm. it does start out as part of Ohio adjusted gross income. The question becomes,
so if your client lives here in the corporation in Florida, the states to which you refer that have a different conclusion than our tax appeals are, do they have, does their statute provide that the state taxes will be determined by adjusted gross income, federal adjusted gross income?
In the case of Florida, yes,
Florida wouldn't have an income tax. Why would they have? Why would they use adjusted gross income for personal income? There's no tax. You cited two cases. I thought that. And there was another one. Okay. Does the law in those cases provide, as Ohio law does, that for purposes of personal income tax, if you use the adjusted gross income? My point is, it seems to me the legislature has made this very clear that it's very simple. You take federal adjusted gross income, and if it's income there, it's income for Ohio purposes. I mean, I know your argument is different, but it sure seems to me like they made it pretty clear that that's what they intend. And 1366 just clearly says that subchapter S income is to be treated as individual income to the individual.
So once it becomes part of Ohio adjusted gross income, which we are today, okay. Then you've got to determine what type of income it is, because my clients are non-residents. If they receive dividends from General Motors, for example, that's in their federal adjusted gross income, that's in their Ohio adjusted gross income. The question becomes, because the term earned or received in Ohio becomes somewhat of a term of art, the question is whether their dividend income from General Motors would be earned or received in Ohio, whether it would be excluded by operation. Part of the problem here is there's a lot of ways to express what happens. If the income from the S corporation is excluded because it's non-business income, or is it excluded, because of the operation of the non-resident tax credit, which it is. So to find that is subject to Ohio tax, you have to find that the activities of the S corporation were attributed to the individual in order to apply the Ohio definition of business income.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. Mr. Mayor,
this is a good argument.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. May it please the court. I want to answer a question regarding the statutes of the other states. The other states appear to follow a different pattern from the Ohio statute. Now, specifically, the statute at issue in Meyer v. Sharp, the case on which they have come to rely, the statute there says, okay, we'll start with federal adjusted gross income, and we'll only tax federal adjusted gross income from Colorado sources. And then there's a separate definitional section that says adjusted gross income from Colorado sources equals the following items: 1,
position and not
the cost of cash for that day for using the partnership and S corporation. And one of the reasons, one of the main reasons for that concept, putting that concept in the sanction,
was to keep the
position for action. Dividends, distributions, and that sort of thing. That
definition of business income, like literal terms, includes income generated by the S corporation in Ohio. And the GOAT provision says, well, if the actual taxpayer, as through basis, is not a person conducting business, then it's no longer business income. There's simply no change in registration of the business.
Are there any issues of attribution of income that this corporation generates?
Residents of Ohio and their corporation, an S corporation, was in Florida.
Right.
And the money was distributed, as we do with the S corporations, down to the individual stockholders, persons who were involved. Did you tax it in Ohio?
The resident starting point would be that the resident is taxed on everything.
Exactly.
However,
right.
Yeah,
well, we'll get to that in a minute. All right. Now, supposing Florida also had an income tax.
Right.
And Florida said, we're taxing this because Ohio taught us how to do it. So we're taxing it in Florida because it's flow-through income, even though those people live in Ohio. The income was generated here in Florida. Therefore, we're taxing it.
Right.
Would you tax it too?
Well, what happened is the resident credit was applied. There would be a credit allowed.
Is it 100%? It's not.
It would depend on the relative rates. It would only be for the income for tax.
So isn't there a real possibility that this income could be taxed in another state twice? Here and there. Some of it.
There may be a possibility of that because our resident credit only covers. Some say Florida has cheaper rates of taxation. Three other cases that present both the statutory issue and the constitutional issue.
what about there? That's not an issue.
No.
And they would be that is right. Because they're heard in the pond.
That's right.
They get that.
Mm-hmm. There's no issue of that. That's an issue of
Opinion.